In the 1970s, no one worked harder than social activist Lenore McNair to ensure that Vermont ratified the federal ERA, the federal amendment to guarantee equality based on sex. McNair had moved to Vermont in 1951 with a graduate degree in social work. Then in 1970, she became chair of the Governor's Commission on the Status of Women. And after Congress approved the ERA, she worked with the Vermont Women's Political Caucus to educate the public, lobby politicians, and find experts to testify on Vermont law. As a result, the coalition forestalled delays and opposition that arose from several key senators. After Vermont promptly ratified the amendment, McNair thanked legislators for moving the nation one more step forward in providing human rights for all. 2 years later, a small group of women from the Northeast region formed the Vermont Focus on the Family to rescind Vermont's ratification, and the ERA coalition gathered advocates once again. Opposition turned out in force, wearing anti-ERA buttons at a dramatic Senate hearing. Phyllis Schlafly, head of Stop ERA, dressed more like an average housewife than the astute politician that she was, claimed the ERA would ruin marriage and would only treat women exactly like men, an outcome she said would hardly be an advance. Unimpressed by the outsider, however, Vermont senators quickly declined to rescind the bill. Ultimately, the federal ERA effort failed, and by 1986, when Vermonters were given a chance to vote for a state ERA, the political winds had shifted. McNair was no longer alive, and it failed to pass. But today, the ERA is back. Nevada and Illinois have ratified the original amendment. And here in Vermont, a new ERA proposal for a state constitutional amendment would also include race, sexual orientation, and other criteria. I imagine McNair would be applauding the effort.